You're listening to SBS News.
Patches of stark white bleached coral have been appearing around Magnetic Island off the coast of Townsville over the past fortnight. Worried the world wasn't taking notice, retired marine biologist Dr. Leon Zan whipped out his camera and started filming.
I've been diving here for 50 years now, and this is the worst coral bleaching I've ever seen by far.
His most recent video, posted on Tuesday, shows even more damage in a new location, with giant clams and fossil corals bleached white. Dr. Zan spoke to SBS from Magnetic Island.
The NOAA scientists and marine scientists in Australia have been telling us for some months that there's a very large heat wave will occur in Northern Barrier Reef. Seems to have arrived. The water temperature, the ocean temperature off here was around 30 to 32, pretty warm. And in the shallows here up to 33, 34, 35 even in the shallows.
Dr. Katerina Fabricis is the Senior Principal Research Scientist at the Australian Institute of Marine Science. She also lives on Magnetic Island. Dr. Fabricis says the situation on the island has deteriorated from moderate coral bleaching to the first coral mortalities.
We had very massive bleaching in 2016 and 2017, and now we are just on the knife's edge. And it depends on the weather now, whether or not we are going to see another severe bleaching event.
Widespread rain and cloud cover have brought a brief reprieve for the Great Barrier Reef, but multiple scientists have told SBS they're concerned what will happen if that cloud clears up.
So it is still localized, it is still patchy bleaching, but it is starting. And if the weather clears up again, the heat stress will continue, and I'm really concerned that we could get another bleaching event.
The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority is also watching closely. The authority confirms it has observed moderate to severe bleaching in parts of Cleveland and Halifax Bays, including Magnetic Island. A spokesperson says the authority doesn't have current satellite information to hand due to the cloudy weather, but notes that weather is bringing some much-needed cooling. The authority also says the reef is at a critical point in terms of thermal stress, and the next few weeks will play a key role in determining what happens next. SBS visited Magnetic Island in December last year to report on the health of the Great Barrier Reef. James Cook University PhD candidate Blanche DeAnastasi told us then she was concerned about the health of the reef in the island's waters. Today, she says she's devastated.
It's really confronting because these corals, the fact that they're bleaching, it means that they've been hotter than they've ever been before, so they're getting really stressed. With this, with the hot still conditions and the marine heat wave, the water has heated up to an uncomfortable bathwater temperature, and you just know that it's too hot for the corals. So it's not surprising that they're bleaching, but it's heartbreaking. And I really hope that the cloud cover that's come over Magnetic Island is enough reprieve for them.
The Australian Institute of Marine Science says it's also received reports of localised bleaching at Heron and Lizard Islands. Rachel Carey, SBS News.